Next item is Schofield Subdivision Revised Preliminary Concept Multimodal Path.
This is a revised conceptual plan for a portion of the Junction and Breakwater Trail that would be located on a portion of the Schofield Subdivision. The trail was originally approved to be located on the adjoining Breakwater RPC, and that was, the record plan was recorded showing a proposed trail to be constructed by others. The residents of Breakwater filed a suit against DelDOT not wanting the trail on their property. The developers of Schofield have provided the area needed for the trail to be located on their property. Schofield was approved August 7th of 2014 with 16 conditions of approval. Condition D stated that all entrances, roadway improvements shall comply with all of DelDOT's requirements, and an area for a school bus stop shall be established, and the school bus stop shall be coordinated with the local school district. Condition G requires a 20-foot forested buffer along all boundaries of the subdivision. The proposed trail is part of DelDOT's requirements. It's in an area where the trail meets with Gills Neck Road. There was an entrance, a second entrance into the Schofield development. They're proposing to do away with that entrance. Lost my place. That entrance would be removed, and a portion of the interior subdivision street would now become a cul-de-sac. We've provided you a revised copy of the Schofield plan, which is a smaller version of the DelDOT plan that we provided you previously. They're proposing to plant trees on the Schofield side of the trail, and we provided you a letter from DelDOT explaining and supporting the request.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I think that this is a commendable effort on the part of the developers of the Schofield subdivision to complete the that portion of the trail, you know, that was tied up or is tied up in you know, legality. I think it points out, just like the commission, that we've got to make sure everything is in writing, and perhaps it wasn't on some of the deeds of the properties that were sold that was part of the dispute. But in any case, sir, I think that even though it may be within that wooded buffer, I think we have the ability to, if I'm correct, counsel, to make some changes when it's appropriate, given the circumstances. I think this certainly is one example where it's appropriate to make some accommodations and able to provide the continuation of this trail. I think this is in the public good to make those changes. Therefore, I think we as a commission should be take that into consideration and be amenable to it. So do we need to reference those specific numbers in terms of like G and the change of the entrance, or just accept this as a revised preliminary concept?
I think you can accept it as a revised preliminary with the buffer waiver proposed by the applicant.
Okay. All right, then, Mr. Chairman, concerning Schofield subdivision, the revised preliminary concept multimodal path, my motion is for approval with accepting the changes in the setbacks.
The
20-foot buffer.
Right.
But it would just be on that section.
Yeah, just on that section where the trail's located.
Right.
Second that motion.
The move is seconded to approve the revised preliminary concept plan for the multimodal paths for the Schofield subdivision. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next